Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
We're starting the 4 o'clock hour very late, and that's on me. But Crowder is loving Jimmy playing let's put it this way, non-80s music. Today,
Jimmy, so all I gotta do to get some rap is Hawk has to be off.
Maybe
this is crazy. I've been begging you for a little Pastor Troy, a little Wayne, something, and now I'm getting all the good stuff.
Who's Pastor Troy?
Look up Suge Knight, Jimmy. All right, your road to a repeat is sponsored by Celsius Essential Energy Drinks. Hockey fans, don't sit this one out. When it's game time, make Celsius a part of your play. Get that energy up. Game day is fueled by Celsius, the official energy drink of the Florida Panthers. A couple updates. Chris Knobloch, the Oilers coach, says there's going to be a lineup change for the upcoming game. And Jonah Gadjevich, Crowder, was asked about the girl in Clay Ferrero's video. Remember the little girl we talked about yesterday? We all saw a video. Yeah. Clay Ferrero goes live, asked her, what was your favorite part about the Panthers' 6-1 victory of Game 3? And she was very adamant that she loved the fighting. It was an adorable video. It went viral. Everybody shared it. Jonah Gadjevich saw it. He responded, quote, "It's funny. I'm glad she enjoyed it. I don't know. I'm not really trying to teach kids to do that, but I love that there's a but. Nah. You know, I hope they enjoyed the rest of the game too. For us, the biggest part was just getting the win. The fans probably enjoyed that as well. And man, did we ever. That was genuinely, like, I'm still on that high of that Game 3 win.
Hey, man, listen, it's hockey. I love to see the refs stand there and watch them fight. They let them tire themselves out. And the commentators kept saying, oh, yeah, they're going to let these guys just tire themselves out. And the Panthers just kept throwing punches. It's the funniest thing is if you try to bully a bully and you get your ass whooped.
Yeah.
That has to. Bro, these are grown men, grown millionaire athletes that tried to go out there and intimidate physically another group of grown man millionaire athletes and lost in every concept of the game. I believe those fights that third period, I think that adjusted the damn series because it's like, we can't beat them on the ice. We can't beat them fighting. What the hell are we going to do now? I can't wait for game 4.
It's crazy, man. I don't know, because you're seeing a lot of this. They have two of the best players in the NHL. They have the best player in the NHL. How will they respond? Well, they'll respond how a team with two great players and the best player going to respond, which is they're going to come back and throw more punches. I mean, figuratively, not literally, but they'll literally probably throw more punches. And game 4 will probably look closer to games 1 and 2. But also, Crowder, what I told you at the beginning of the show, the Panthers blew a 3-1 lead in game 1. They don't do that. That's not something that this team has done a lot of this year, which is blow two goal leads, especially in the Stanley Cup playoffs. If they don't do that, that uncharacteristic screw up, if they don't do that, they're up 3-0 in this series. So maybe they just are flat out better. I don't know. Like, maybe they just are.
I to your point, I think they are. Double overtime win, and now just a butt kicking 6-1. They're a better team. And now they just have to hold the line or whatever you want to say and go ahead and get the second cup. And I want to see Tkachuk jump back in the Atlantic Ocean a year later after he already did it and they criticized him. And if Tkachuk doesn't jump in the ocean with that damn cup, I'm going to be mad.
Naked this time, too.
See, you always push the limit. Why do you want to see him naked?
Well, I mean, I don't know.
Just what? For what? I think it was fine with swimming trunks on.
Okay. All right.
I don't think a Peter Wee adds anything to this equation.
Oh, it does. when it's Jonah Gadjevich, I think it did. No, but, you know, Connor McDavid genuinely needed to be the best player in this series. He needed to be, and he hasn't been. It's been Sam Bennett, which is effing awesome. I saw this before we get to headlines, and we really don't have a lot of time because Chris Perkins is going to join us. We're going to talk more about the Dolphins, and I promise I'm not going to be negative about this team. I shouldn't promise that. But Walmart, I saw this, is planning to expand their drone delivery service to 5 new major cities in the United States. Crowder, did you know? I didn't know this, that Walmart was doing drone deliveries. Did you know that?
No, I didn't know. I saw it on TV, but I thought it was a joke.
So how does this work? I mean, I understand the dynamics of a drone. So this drone must have some sort of mechanism where it can hold on to a package, right? Mm-hmm. So it's flying in the air and it has some sort of algorithm. It knows all the addresses. But you look up, Crowder. I'm not kidding. Anybody, you look up and you see a drone flying with a package. Like, my first thought is, well, somebody's going to shoot that out of the air and just steal the package, right?
Yeah.
Like,
my first thought is safety. Like, what's in the package? Is this a terrorist attack? But also that, Solana, your point, I didn't think about that. There are neighborhoods that drone is in trouble.
That's what I mean. Like, listen, man, I'm not saying, I know Alex Rodriguez thinks West Kendall's the hood. I'm not saying West Kendall's the hood. But I also know that packages during Christmas time aren't exactly very safe on my front porch in West Kendall. I can't imagine drones, because I live right near a Walmart. I could walk 15 minutes. I'm at a Walmart. Like, packages even flying across 152nd Avenue from the Walmart across from me probably aren't that safe in a drone. Yeah. So now we're expanding this to where? New York City? Like, okay, good luck with the naked guy leaving the subway, seeing a drone flying down Fifth Avenue. You're telling me you're not going to grab that thing out of the air? Okay, good luck.
Yeah, and then how low do they get? Are they dropping it? Are they coming? You could just smack it. If it's 4 feet off the ground, you just smack it out the air, and you're good to go. They have cameras. Is there security here? You know, what do they call the porch pirates?
Is that the name?
Porch pirates.
I don't know. I repeated that. I don't know if that's what they call them. I don't know.
Porch pirates, Jimmy? Yeah. Like, they sit and watch the FedEx trucks ride past, and then they drop off a bunch of big boxes, and then they go and pirate the boxes.
How do you feel about, like, I know you are living situations are a little different because you live in this just unbelievable estate. And you've got high ceilings, bro. I don't got high ceilings, all right? But
15 over here, baby. 15. Yeah, damn.
But, like, you know, I live in a complex, in a gated community, and I've got neighbors a little bit closer than you do. But I'm sure you've seen, you know, people who kind of just hang out on their porch in your community. I'm sure you've got that, like, stoop people, you know, they kind of just hang out on their front porch, and they kick it. Maybe they've got one of those Adirondack chairs. What were they called?
Futon. What's it called?
You guys told me I was crazy for not knowing what it was called. The Adirondack chairs or whatever. The
Adirondack hammocks.
The hammocks.
We do hammocks in Davie.
So if you're one of these hammock people that just kind of hang out on your front porch, don't you have to be polite to your neighbors? Like you're putting yourself daily in a situation where other people are going to see you. I've got a situation with a neighbor. He hangs out on his front porch, but he's not a nice person. Like he won't wave back at me. But then, hey, jackass, go to your backyard if you don't want people to wave at you. I'm a waver. I'm the neighbor who I see somebody walking their dog pass by me. I'm gonna, hey, how's it going, man? You know, like I want to know my neighbors. I want to be friends with my neighbors. If you're a stoop guy or a front porch guy, you gotta expect people to try to be nice to you, like or just acknowledge you. Don't ignore me, guy. Like you live three houses down. Don't ignore me. Don't be that guy.
So Solana, I'm with you. Wave man. Yeah, that's me. I wave at everybody.
Right.
I wave at the mailman. I wave at just visitors because we have the resident side of the gate and we have the visitor side.
Right.
And I'm the second house in. So I can see what gate you came through. Wave at everybody that comes. But there's a saying that Fred Taylor says all the time that he learned with Bill Belichick in New England. You got to do business is being done. If you wave at somebody three or four times and they never wave back, it's funny because I laughed because I have a neighbor and I know his car and he comes in and I'll be out in the front, you know, Chan will be running, Ava will be running, we'll be in the front yard, you know, just working out, whatever, messing around. And I see his car coming and I waved about three, four times and he ignored me. Now his ass is not getting another wave because I'm going to do business is being done. You really? Got to know you, Solana, go to whatever porch man. Go to hell, porch man.
Wow. See, I'm the other way around. I double down. Like I'll wait for him at his porch next time. I'll sit at his porch and wait for him. And if you're the person who drives by me every day and you don't wave back, I'll keep waving. I'll give you the wave because now I know they don't want it. But I'm gonna give it to you anyways.
You like to pick at the scab, I see. Yeah. No. I'm gonna give you three big crowd of hands.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't give no can back, you're not getting nothing from me. He has a Tesla. He's a nasty little joke. Nasty joker. Yeah. Tesla man, nasty joker.
Oh, okay. You get to plug your car in. Out of your garage. Oh, okay, guy. You can't wait back at me. Okay.
Funny acting. And then Nino, my little mini Labradoodle, like ran in their backyard one time down the lake, and Ava chased Nino. They came out and yelled at her, "Get out of my backyard!" And, man, listen, it's 11-year-old girl and a 8-pound dog. You feel threatened? If I ever see him in the alleyway and there's no cameras around, he's in trouble.
Allegedly. Don't admit that.
That's what I say, allegedly. Okay, right. Appreciate that.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. we're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Headlines brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. At Doral Volkswagen, choose from over 300 new Volkswagen models in stock, like the Tiguan, Taos, and Atlas. And remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen. We are officially 100 days away from the FIFA World Cup, not to be confused with the Club World Cup, which does begin Saturday versus Inter Miami, starts things off versus Al Ahly on Saturday. But 100 days away officially from the FIFA World Cup, which is going to be in Mexico, the United States, and Canada next summer. You see the Inter Miami jerseys that were released today, Crowder? I imagine you have not.
No, I haven't.
You're not a jersey guy.
I'm not on that thread. I don't wear jerseys.
Why?
I think it's kind of lame. They're not comfortable, and then it's like, you know, hey, I'm a fan. Like, I just think it's lame.
But you wear hat. Like, you wear hats of every team. What's the difference between wearing a hat of you wearing the hat of a Lakers of the Lakers or you buying a Lakers LeBron 23 jersey? Like, what's the difference?
There's two sides to this. I just buy hats to match my clothes. I've been placed there like, oh, you're an Anaheim Angels fan. I'm like, I don't know what the hell this A stands for. It's just red and blue, and I had on a red and blue shirt with jeans, and I thought it looked good.
Yeah, that bothers also, me as well. That bothers me as well.
You do. You get upset by my hats. Even on StreamYard, I'll wear a random hat, and you're like.
I'm wearing a Florida. I've got Florida Panthers hat. I've got a Miami Heat hat. I got a Marlins hat. I got a FIU Panthers hat. And I got a Dolphins hat. That's it. I'm not wearing a Buffalo Bills hat because I'm wearing red that day. Like what? Come on, rep.
Because
rep
you got no
squad,
style,
bro.
You got no style, and you're Uruguayan. I'm black. We just match our outfits together, Solana. I'm gonna be honest with you. I just got to do it.
That's a crazy statement. I don't know, bro.
I feel lame wearing another grown man's name on my back. Makes me feel lame. I don't think this might be personal, but like I'm not wearing a jersey of another grown ass man, and I'm a grown ass man. Like that's fanboyish.
I've got closets filled with jerseys. Filled.
I know, because you don't really have a lot of testosterone in your system. You got a lot of estrogen.
The Marlins, they lost earlier today, 4-2 to the Pittsburgh Pirates. They're off tomorrow. And NBA Finals tonight, obviously. We'll talk more about the finals in the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha Happy Hour. Dolphins at day 2 of minicamp. We're going to talk with Chris Perkins in the next segment. Your weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE, youraccidentattorneys.com. 80 degrees. Go ahead, big old man. Won't wear a jersey.
I got to tell you, I've you know, not name dropping, but I'm cool with UD. Someone bought me a Udonis Haslam jersey, and I gave it away.
That's great. You should be kicked out of South Florida. You should be kicked out of South Florida.
But this is my point, Solana. I go to the Heat game. UD he came to my birthday party. I'm friend, like, we're friends. I text him whenever he's on air. I'll be like, bro, you killed that segment. Like, we're so now I see another grown ass man with children, married. Our wives are friends, and I have your jersey on talking to you. That's lame, bro.
Why? You're a Heat fan, and Udonis Haslam is the one of the faces of the organization.
I understand that, but me talking to UD about where his son is going to high school and how does he like the program with his jersey on is lame. I have a Zach Thomas jersey. Zach was at the party for Saturday night.
You should have worn.
How lame would it be for me to talk to Zach with a Zach Thomas jersey on?
So let me get this straight. Udonis Haslam, the captain.
Yes.
One of the greatest Heat players of all time, gifted you a number 40 Udonis Haslam jersey, and you gave it away.
Yes.
Yeah, you should be kicked out of South Florida. You should be kicked out of South Florida.
UD didn't give it to me. Somebody, one of his, you know, people around him gave it to me. Yeah. One of his people gave it to him. Was like, yeah, you know, I knew you were coming to this get together. He had like a release of, you know, a business he was doing, whatever. And I was like, there's no chance I'm going to wear this. I gave it to my nephew. Because if I'm talking to a friend and have his jersey on. That's not lame.
That's lame. I think it shows you're a great friend. By the way,
a great friend. That's lame.
Somebody texted in, isn't 100 days a little over 3 months? You're right. We're 365 days. Thank you both for not correcting me and just staring at me while I repeated something stupid. We were 365 days away from the FIFA World Cup, exactly a year away. Thank you, Texter, for actually listening to me while I talk and not like Jimmy and Crowder who are just staring at me as I repeat something extremely moronic.
What was that?
That's a word you said. What did you say, Jimmy? Jimmy was asleep.
All right, Chris Perkins is going to join us in the next segment. We're going to get back into day two of Dolphins mini camp right here on the Hockman, Crowder, and Solana show.
This is the Hock and Crowder Show.
Is Mike Hatton here?
What's his name?
Mike Hatt's Nova. If I mispronounce Mike Hatt's name, I do apologize.
Hock and Crowder.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last.
Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, 4 o'clock hour of the Hockman Crowder and Solana show continues. And today was day 2 of Dolphins minicamp. We're going to get a update on minicamp and the Miami Dolphins with Miami Dolphins columnist Chris Perkins, a friend of the show. He joins us on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Shop over 2,000 Toyotas on sale at one location, Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan, toyotaofhollywood.com. Chris Perkins, he covers the Dolphins again for the South Florida Sun Sentinel. Read his work at sunsentinel.com. Perk, appreciate you taking the time. What's the vibe like right now surrounding the Miami Dolphins? Because we're reading a lot about culture change up in Miami Gardens.
Yeah, so Bradley Chubb kind of shot it out of the water today. He said last year we were lying. There was no culture change. We were just saying it. We stuck our toe in the water, but we didn't dive in. So we'll see what the culture change is this season. Mike McDaniel's been a little salty with us. Now, I don't know if he's just sick of answering questions about Ramsey and Janu or if he's actually going to have an edge this year, but it's going to be an interesting year from the culture change standpoint.
And, Perk, let's say it is a culture change, right? What's the culture change that has to happen? Because my thing, we've talked about it today, you know, after the Bradley Chubb stuff, the culture change should be more physical and start, you know, whooping somebody's ass. Like, I don't know what the culture change, guys coming in on time, that's not a culture change. That's getting back to the norm. What is a culture change for the Dolphins?
Yeah, okay. So Crowder here, I start at the top and I say the attitude has got to change in the organization. You've got to value victories, not numbers. So don't give out those contract extensions after 2023 rewarding numbers. Reward playoff victories. That's when you get a raise. That's when you get a contract extension. For the players, I agree with you 100%. You got to get more physical. But I think that also starts with Mike McDaniel and the players that he chooses. Mike McDaniel and Chris Greer are both genuinely nice guys. The problem is they get players who are just like them. So all the dogs that do a Landon Roberts and Deshaun Elliott and guys like that, David Long Jr., they're gone for one reason or another. Javon Holland, Christian Wilkins, Rob Hunt, for whatever reason, they're gone. This team, they play a finesse style. They call a finesse game on 3rd and 2. They're not running it down your throat. They're trying some little jet sweep. Run it up the A gap. Knock these dudes off the line of scrimmage. That's culture change.
So why, Perk, what I'm struggling with, because I want to buy into this, and I love everything you're saying. By the way, that's a very long list of really good talent that's no longer here. When this era of Mike McDaniel started, like those were the guys we were saying, this is why the Dolphins are going to be great. And it's not to say that they can't replace those guys, but why should I believe Bradley Chubb when he says, okay, we talked about it 2 years ago, but now we're actually committed to this change? Like why now, I guess is why I'm struggling to really take this in, because look, the way I view it, you, Fiorones, Dave Hyde, Barry Jacks, all of you reporters that are going out there, all the columnists, are going to grasp onto this, because the Dolphins are making it a point to say, hey, we're changing our culture, and fine, okay, we're going to talk about it, but why should we believe them this time?
We got to see it, Solana. I'm about with you 100%. Yeah. Like, were you lying then or are you lying now, right? I've got to see it, Solana. I've got to see the calls on 3rd and 2, on 2nd and 1. I've got to see them actually running the ball 25 times a game consistently, not just once a month. I need to see a consistent attitude change. That's the only time I'm going to believe that actual change is being made. And look, and you guys both know this, Crowder, you know this. Back when I covered colleges, every year in August, they would say, it's going to be different this year. There's no more clicks. Last year, the seniors hung with the seniors and the juniors hung with the juniors. This year, we're all going out and eating together. And then the next year, you hear the same thing, where there are a lot of clicks last year. I don't believe it. I've got to see it. That's where I'm with you, Solana. I've got to want to hear about it.
And part in the secondary, man, we know Jalen Ramsey is going to get traded. Mutual agreement or whatever they said. Are we looking at a Storm Duck, Cam Smith, and Kader Kohou in the slot? Jason Marshall Jr. is going to get to work at dime. Like, I haven't seen enough out of those guys to believe in the secondary. Are we going to just stick with what we got?
Yeah. I would say that they're going to make a move for one veteran starter. I don't know if that's going to be a Rasul Douglas, Stephon Gilmore type of player. I don't think number one cornerback out there on the market right now, either through trade or through free agency. That might change after the training camp cuts. I don't see another Jalen Ramsey, Byron Jones, Xavier Howard type out there available on the market. Jair Alexander, he's out of their price range and he's injury prone. Let me say this. I'm not totally down on this team. I think they're going to win 9 games. But the problem is 9 games is going to put you back in that Joe Philbin, Adam Gase cycle of mediocrity, right? You're coming off an 8-win season. If you win 9 this year, you look at next year when Tyreek is probably going to be gone because he's a $51 million salary cap charge. So you're probably looking at another 8 or 9-win season. Now you've got 8 wins, 9 wins, 9 wins. That's mediocrity. That's not making the playoffs and winning a playoff game. So bringing it back to the quarterback, I see mediocre level secondary play and specifically cornerback play. We'll see at the safeties with Ashton Davis and Ife Melifonwu. Neither of them have been consistent starters due to performance and or injury. But this team as a whole, I see them falling into a cycle of Philbin Gates era mediocrity where you win 8, 9 games, maybe 10. Maybe you make the playoffs, maybe you don't. But I surely don't see them winning a playoff game at this point in the next 2 years.
Chris Perkins, again, a Miami Dolphins columnist. You can read his work at the South Florida Sun Sentinel. That means, Perk, if the Dolphins defense is taking a step back, we anticipate, because of the lack of depth and just overall talent in that secondary as it stands right now, the offense will need to be clicking. I know there's several different areas of concern on that side of the football as well, but Jonnu Smith, what's your gut telling you about the Jonnu Smith situation? Because Tua told us he's a pay Jonnu guy. Mike McDaniel, as you mentioned, seems to be a little snappy anytime you ask him about Jalen Ramsey or Jonnu, whatever. What's your gut telling you? Because now there's reports as well that the Dolphins are once again looking for a trade partner.
I think John will be here. I think Zach Seeler is going to be here. I think a little of this is Drew Rosenhaus is the agent for both Zach Seeler and Jonnu. I think that Drew is trying to get his client at the front of the line. At the end of this season, Jalen Phillips is playing on his 5th-year option. If he goes out and has 10 sacks, he's going to gobble up some money. Devon Achane has 2 years left on his contract. After this season, he'll have 1 year left. They'll probably want to do something with Achane. He'll gobble up some money. I think Drew is trying to get his clients at the front of the line, Jonnu and Zach Seeler. I think both will still be here, but I think a big part of this for the Dolphins is both Jonnu and Zach Seeler turn 30 in August and September, I think. If you give them a 2-year deal or a 3-year deal, do you want to be paying a 31-year-old Jonnu Smith $10 million a year, a 32-year-old Zach Seeler $12 or $14 million a year? To me, it's probably more the length of the contract and what you're paying them on the back end as opposed to what you would pay them this season. I think this season you could give both of them a raise, and that's good, but when they're 31, 32 years old, how much do you want to be paying those guys?
And Perk, I know it's OTAs, and I don't put too much on the stocking Olympics out there right now. But I think at quarterback, Perk, you can kind of see something. I think we messed around with the backup quarterback for too long. Tim Boyle playing games, Huntley playing games. They bring in Zach Wilson and draft Quinn Ewers. Have we upgraded at backup quarterback?
I think Stu Huntley is better than everybody except Tua. That's what I think. But you got Zach Wilson. Zach Wilson was targeted, and he's the guy. He's a clear number two ahead of Quinn Ewers. So I don't really see a major shakeup there, even in training camp. I think Zach Wilson is going to be your number two. But here's the thing. In two of the last 3 years, Tua has been injured in September. So Zach Wilson has to be ready day one, right? Last year it was the second game against Buffalo, right? So he has to be ready. Is he going to be ready day one? I'm not sure. But is he the best backup quarterback they could have gotten? I still think that Snoop Huntley is better than Zach Wilson, but we'll see. Zach looked okay out there so far. It's his first year in this system. He's got a lot of people in his ear, Mike McDaniel, Bobby Slowick, the senior pass game coordinator, Frank Smith, the offensive coordinator, Daryl Bevel, the quarterback's coach. So he's got a lot of information to process. I think Zach has done a good job of awareness and processing information and getting the ball out. The actual throws of 15 or more yards have been shaky at times, but I think Zach's been okay. From what we've seen, I would probably give him a C or a C plus so far.
Hey, Perk, do you own jerseys, sports jerseys? It doesn't have to be Dolphins, or it doesn't have to be NFL jerseys, but like, would you, I don't know, you go to the beach or to the pool, would you pull out like a Jordan Bulls jersey from the 90s? Like, what's in your closet right now?
I'm kind of between both of y'all. I heard this argument. Solana, you might need a bit of a culture change on this one. You might need a bit of a culture change here. I don't own any jerseys. I'm not big in wearing another man's jersey. I'm like Crowder. I definitely would not talk to Michael Jordan wearing a Michael Jordan jersey. No chance in the world. Now, I might wear a Bulls 23 jersey or a Bulls t-shirt, but I'm not talking to Michael Jordan while I'm wearing his jersey. That's I'm not on Michael Jordan's level, but I'm not going to put myself that far behind Michael Jordan. I'm face-to-face. I'm just not. Sorry.
Testosterone, Solana.
It's not testosterone. Maybe I went too far with Crowder showing up to Udonis Haslem's house in an OG jersey. Maybe I went a little too far. But I feel like, man, throwing a couple soccer jerseys into your wardrobe, it doesn't even have to have a name on the back. And maybe, having a Kobe jersey, having a Shaq jersey, like you throw that in your in your wardrobe. There's nothing wrong with that. Like you're not lacking testosterone.
You're not wrong, Solana. But look, I am the unicorn sports fan. I don't have a favorite team. I don't play fantasy, and I don't gamble. I love all sports, but that, like, who else do you know like that? So that's kind of why I don't have any t-shirts or jerseys. But you're not wrong, Solana, but you can't go over the top with the going talking to UD in a UD jersey. You can't be like that. You can't.
I'm with you. See that, Solana? Appreciate you, Perk.
Yeah, that's Perk. Too much hero worship right there. Gotta have some time. Gotta have something.
Chris Perkins, again, read his work all offseason long. We got training camp about a month and a half away. Perk, looking forward to connecting with you again, reading your work at the South Florida Sun Sentinel. Thank you, man.
All right, fellas.
Yes, sir. That's Chris Perkins there. The 5 o'clock Funky Buddha Happy Hour is next. So stay tuned right here on Hawkman Crowder and Solana.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Tua Tagovailoa.
Hawk and Crowder.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.